We've been hearing many stories from many Colorado residents about these policies being cancelled. Mainly, the insurance companies that are cancelling these policies are Kaiser Permanente and Anthem, which is an arm of the major insurance company Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're the two big insurers in Colorado. And what we're hearing so far is that some 250,000 people in this state have received letters to say that their insurance policies are being cancelled because they no longer meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. And when you think about it, it's a state of just 5 million people. So 250,000 people is really a substantial number of people that have received these cancellation notices. And it's a trend that is certainly being seen around the country, but it certainly seems it's being amplified here in Colorado.
And just to be clear about the reasons why these policies have been cancelled, is in most cases because they don't meet the minimum terms required under the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, that's right. And what many of the insurance companies are doing is instead of saying, well, what we'll do is we'll add services to current policies, maybe charge a bit more. What they're saying is these policies no longer meet the requirements. Essentially, what they're saying is these policies are now illegal under the Affordable Care Act. We don't provide the services that are necessary, that are mandated by that act, by Obamacare, and therefore these policies are no longer valid. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go online, shop for these policies, shop for things that do meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, and maybe, maybe not, you can find something sort of similar that is going to have a sort of a similar kind of premium payment. But what a lot of people are saying that we've spoken to is, you know, we go online, we find something, but it's less coverage for more money. And of course, it doesn't kick in until the beginning of the year. And even though that's the case, you know, despite the fact that there has been 250,000 cancellation notices, only about 3,400 people in Colorado have actually successfully managed to sign up for insurance policies that are due to begin at the beginning of the new year. Like the federal exchange, the Colorado State Exchange, it was one of the states that actually opted to have its own healthcare exchange. That's been fraught with problems as well. I've been through the process. I've sort of looked online. It takes a long time, upwards of an hour, to get to the process where you can actually select a plan. So it's a cumbersome process. It's a difficult process. And only 3,400 people so far have signed up.
Now, President Obama has apologized. He says that he has heard the complaints from Colorado and from the other states where this is occurring, and he's going to address the situation. Has that in any way tempered the public reaction to what's taking place?
No, not really. But I think it's important to emphasize the fact that not everybody is having a really hard time with this. You know, just yesterday, I met with a cancer patient who's undergoing chemotherapy for bone marrow cancer. Her husband lost his job and is currently receiving his health insurance through COBRA. That's the way you can keep your employee health insurance, but at the full rate with no employer contribution. And that'll last through the end of the year. And her lifeline is the fact that she can get insurance through the health exchanges to start or to continue her chemotherapy after the new year.